Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for being a very present help, and thank you that there's fullness of joy in your presence. And thank you, in you we live and move and have our being, so that we can be encouraged and comforted and shown the way to walk. This is a way, walk in it, so as to encourage others. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Well, just letting Denita sleep in a bit, so I'll be with you for devotions. Our reading is 1 Thessalonians 2:15 to 20, and it's speaking about the Jews that killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and then drove out Paul and the boys. And then he goes on to say they don't please God, and they're hostile to the entire human race when they try to stop us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they can be saved. Yeah, so that was that time, all the people of the Antichrist taken hold of, seduced, and that's exactly what we are seeing now. The rich class, the so-called kings of this world, Psalm 2, they come against the Lord, and then they've got their rulers and their government people, and it's all people that are seduced by this is the ones that love money, love the hand clap of man, and is not pursuing their God. But praise God, we pursue our God, and we share this gospel. We'll see the attack was then that people don't get the gospel. What is the gospel? That we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So mankind is God's idea, and God's idea is children, and God's idea is godly children, and God's idea is children that are obedient to Him, listening to Him, walking with Him. So as they seen and hearing, and then they walking together with Him, and that's the reality, and that God has had in His mind and in His heart, and He's not a God that changes His mind. And so when it all went wrong through disobedience coming in and the devil taking hold in the temples of God, the mankind, God sent Jesus. So Jesus came and showed us the way, the truth, and the life. And in that way of truth and life, we see the path to walk in the footsteps of Jesus from baby to young man to father. And then He died. He dealt with sin. He dealt with everything that came in through Adam. He took it away. 3 days and three nights, sin was dealt with, and then He was raised by the power of God. And now, when we are called by the Lord, those that were predestined, we're all predestined in Christ. Now, we're called by the Lord, then we come into that reality of sins being taken away so that we can become the righteousness. So we're in the righteousness, we're in the kingdom, we're in the favor. And so I think of Isaiah 40. We are being comforted, and so we can comfort others. That sin has been dealt with doubly. It's been taken away, and our righteousness, our position, we restore to our family, we restore to the kingdom, and now we walk on that highway. Each and every one of us, staying in tune with the Lord, we reflect the highway of the Lord. We reflect the glory of the Lord. As we stay with Him, He raises us up from the desert of the past, the desert of sin, and into life and life in abundance. And that's what needing to see. And what is happening? And why is that happening? Well, how can we be changed, and we can be blessed, and we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land? Because we're beholding our God. Our God is a very present help, and He's drawing us, and He's comforting us. So we're back in the family, too busy with the good to do the bad. And then he goes on and he speaks about that Paul so wants to visit the church there, you know, and to help them, because he goes on to say, what is our hope, joy, or crown that we can brag about in front of our Lord Jesus Christ when He comes or when we go to Him? Isn't it all of you? You are our glory and joy. And so in this time, guys, and that it's so important that we just stay in the comfort of the Lord, in the leading of the Lord, and be in the highways of holiness, so that we can draw others in. Because at the end of the day, this age is coming to a close where we can come into the kingdom. It's going to be closed. But now we're at that wonderful time now where darkness covers the earth, sin is ripe. It's a time to arise and shine. Why? So that these brothers and sisters out there in the camp of the evil one, and even brothers and sisters that are not in the camp, they don't understand this great salvation. We're there to encourage them and encourage the bride, the body, to be all that they are by looking to their God and walking with their God. And so, yeah, so eternal people, mankind out there are eternal beings. And we are here to represent the kingdom, represent our God, so as to wake them up. And so we can rejoice with them for eternity and say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, that we could play a part in extending your kingdom and bringing these brothers home to the joy that we are experiencing and walking in. Amen. So be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.